At the entrance to the Waupun prison, first built in 1852, the guards carried signs that read, "Stop attacks on correctional officers," and "Scott Walker's tools don't include institutional security." The governor's tools is a reference to the guards' loss of collective bargaining rights that were axed in the governor's budget. Mark Elliott has worked at Waupun for 24 years. He says without bargaining rights, there's virtually no communication between guards and wardens, and he says that means no give and take on some proposed new rules that he says will make it harder for guards to discipline inmates when they misbehave.
When you get rid of stuff like that and don't consult anybody or ask frontline workers' opinions of what's going on, what's your opinion of the best way to do this? You guys do it every day. You know, you're going to end up having no motivation for inmates to continue to have good behavior. And in the ultimate end, what's our product that's been putting back out to the street?
Elliott says the lack of communication has led to the lowest morale among guards he's seen in his career. But a statement released by the Department of Corrections in response to the guards' grievances says there's no evidence that short staffing at many prisons is causing low morale. It also says the new policies that replaced collective bargaining have saved money by cutting down on overtime costs. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.